Lift your hand now, let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know you're present. We know you want us to magnify your Son, and we know you have anointed us to do this, and you have anointed your people to hear what you're saying to us today. And everything that need to be dealt with here in Darrow and around the world online, may it be dealt with. May revelation come, may insight come, insight, illumination. We thank you for the anointing in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, remain standing, open those Bibles. Don't put it on the board. Open them Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. We're going to read 6 verses out of Matthew 28. Y'all ready?
Yes,
sir. All right. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance, the angel countenance, was like lightning, and his raiment as white as snow. And for fear of him, the keeper did shake and became as dead men. There your problem go right there. Your problem just died. When the presence of God show up and is reverently received, your problem dies. That is so powerful. In verse 5, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus. Now look at the last 3 words in verse 5. What it said?
Which was crucified.
All right. All right, which was crucified. That means she about to tell him something else besides being crucified. He is not here. For he is risen, as he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. Amen. Now I want to substantiate 2 more verses. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans, don't put it on the board, find it in your Bible. Amen. And have a Bible next Sunday. Go buy a Bible. I didn't taught you enough to buy a Bible. You can buy a Bible. And keep it with you. Bring it to church. Mark on it. Write in it. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Now, I want you to carry over with me now. We read about he's not here. He's risen, right?
Yes.
Now, I want you to carry over with me. Look in Romans 8, 11, because there's something I want to say to you. Romans 8, 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead.
Yes, sir.
What? I want you to think about it. Dwell in you. How many Christians I have in here?
Yes,
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you this morning. All right. Dwells in you. Listen to what it said. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit. And he said it again now.
Yes, sir.
That what?
Yes,
twice he said that, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. One more verse. 1 John 4 and 4. 1 John 4, 4. That's a pill. 1 John 4, 4. Yeah, yes, sir. Got to do it this morning. Glorify Jesus. 1 John. Now, I want you to think now. That this is it's setting you up for something. You see, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, right? That's what it says, right? All right. Now look what it says here now. In 1 John 4, 4. Ye of God, little children, and have overcome them. Now look what he said. He's saying the same thing, but he's saying it a different way now. Because greater is he, what? That is in you or in me than he that is in the world. My, I don't have to preach. Those three scriptures set you up. Before you set out, I'm going to tell you what we're dealing with. One, two, three, four, five words that'll change your life forever. He is risen in me. So, in celebrating Jesus' resurrection this morning, we're not only going to celebrate his resurrection. But may the Holy Spirit touch you and help you as a child of God to celebrate your resurrection. There's absolutely nothing the enemy can do to stop you from getting up. And I want you to say this with me. He is risen in me. Now that includes the resurrection. That include the ascension. That include Jesus' seated position. That include the Holy Spirit coming back. That include that no problem or no situation or no enemy can stop me because I rose with him. Matter of fact, let's read another scripture just to get, because I got some powerful things to say to you today. Let's read another scripture just to get a better look at it. Galatians 2:20. And I want you to go back over these scriptures in time when you think about this morning service and what impartation. Now, I'm imparting this to you. In other words, these are not just words. He is risen in me. Now, I'm expecting your life to change. I'm expecting you to be more powerful, not only in your own personal life, but I'm expecting you, people who come to you for help. Oh, my goodness. People who get around you, I want them to recognize you packing. And everything you're dealing with today changed. Any opposition, any blockage, anything trying to hold you back, your children back, your grandchildren, it's going to be dealt with today. It's time that every child of God flow in power. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. It's showing you that, you're crucified with him, and because you was crucified with him, you also, because you was crucified with him, you also, because you was crucified with him, somebody answer me in here. You also, because you was crucified with him, somebody answer me up in here. You also what? See, some of y'all still don't know what I'm talking about. Because you was crucified with him, you also resurrected with him. And so now you have the ability to live by resurrected faith. Faith that can't fail. Faith that wherever you planted, they gonna ride the third day. Somebody help me in here. I'm now functioning in resurrected faith. Nothing can keep my faith down. And the address. The fact that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, so when it looks like you don't see it happening, you know the third day got to come, right? So whatever you're dealing with this morning, let me talk to you. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, I want you to know you leaving out of here packing resurrected faith. And whatever you put that faith on, got to come alive. You listening? Now notice that scripture. I want you to look at the scripture with me. I'm going to let you sit down in a minute. I got to stand up the whole time. Galatians 2:20. The glory going to hit you. I'm going to preach that hit. I feel it coming on right now. I'm not asking some people to talk about, I don't need to feel nothing. I need to feel something. If I could feel my wife when she touched me, why can't feel God when he touched me? I'm crucified with Christ. See it? Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Whoa! You mean to tell me I don't have to fight my battle? No, he said, the battle, stand still. The battle not yours, the battle is the Lord. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Ooh, Lord. And the life which I now live in the flesh. You were told about the resurrected faith? I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You may be seated. You might want to write something or type some things down I'm about to say. Let me say some of these things I got in prayer before I start teaching you. Because of this impartation this morning, you see, you think it was coming just to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. But you came to celebrate your resurrection. And he will satisfy. Now write this down because you're going to need this. No more delays in your faith. Secondly, with this impartation, nothing will be able to hold you down from this day forward. Resurrection power will flow freely in your life. You all hear? The spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, enlightenment will be with you from this day forward. We cried from the 28th chapter of Matthew where Jesus got up. The women went to look for him at the grave. And they said, he's not here. He's risen, as he said. But this morning you come to recognize he's risen. In me. Amen. Now listen very carefully. This is a powerful revelation that will cause you to stand in supernatural power at all times. Oh, I got my idea. I'm going to go home on y'all. This is a powerful revelation that will cause you to stand in supernatural power at all times. Because all you have to do is say it. He's risen in me. Say it. From now on, as I impart, apostolically impart this to you, when you say it, power gonna come. When something looks like it's trying to take you out or shut you down, say, he is risen in me. Now you gotta say it with some boldness. You don't just repeat the word. You gotta know what you're saying. You gotta know the reality of it. He is risen in me. You got to have a little attitude about it. And gratitude. So this is a powerful revelation that will cause you to stand in supernatural power. How often? See, I want you to listen. How often? No matter how it look, no matter how it feel, no matter where you are, no matter who coming against you, no matter who said you're not going to make it, at all times, I'm operating in supernatural power. Listen, it is a resurrection revelation that has overpowered the enemy completely in every situation. The enemy is already overpowered in every situation he has come up with and whatever he's coming up with. When you say he is risen in me, everything shut down. Y'all know I'm not an English teacher, right? I'm not teaching history here. I'm unfolding a mystery to you. That the Lord said to impart to you the revelation that the resurrection is not just about Jesus. You rose with him. The same power he rose in. The same power is rising in you right now. Overpower the enemy in every situation. Yes, mean tell me, whatever come up in my life from this day forward is already overpowered. Yes, you must always know that this is your victory. Yes, here's where I want you to work with me. Never let feeling or fake evidence tell you differently. The enemy gonna build a case against you. And he gonna come with fake evidence, but it's fake to you because you know the truth. He is risen. Jesus is risen in me. And I want to say a statement here that don't let him die on you. Don't let him die. Whenever you need to deal with it, say, in the name of Jesus, call out what you need to call out. But don't let him die. There are times in our life we let him die because we thought we was defeated. And we got worried and fear and angry. We don't want those things in our life. Stand up and say, he's alive. No matter how things look, no matter what you say, when it's all over, I'm going to win. Matter of fact, the Lord said, he's rolling some rocks away out of, you know that big, wow! You know that big rock, that big rock been holding you back? The angel coming down this morning to remove that rock out of your life. But you can be free to come out of that cave. Come out of that grave. Come out of that cave that's been holding you. Rocks are being rolled away this morning. The angels are rolling rocks away this morning. Every time you say he is risen, you relive the resurrection of Jesus. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead come to your rescue when you say he is risen in me. Everything been messing with you is afraid right now. You come into revelation. You come into anointing. You come into wisdom. You come into enlightenment. You come into understanding. You come into the point now that you know your calling. You know your inheritance. And you know you got power. In other words, I don't want you to take this as a sermon. I don't want you to take this as a saying. I want to impart this to you that when the Holy Spirit hear you say this, he can anoint you. He is risen in me. God sent you here for a reason this morning. Every person here, you're here for a reason this morning. You're not here for a sermon. You're here for an impartation that you're going to have revelation and visitation from this day forward. When you're dealing with something, the power and the glory of God going to come upon you. Say it,
He is risen in me.
Say it again, He is risen in me. And we're talking about the same Jesus that came from the grave is rising up in me right now. And I don't hear no more one word, victory. Oh, my goodness. Stay in tune. You may be seated. Stay in tune by faith in this divine power.
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Here is the key to living a supernatural, miraculous life on a daily basis. Ooh, Lord. A supernatural, miraculous life on a daily basis. Say that with me. That's my lot from this day forward. You hear it? A super, otherwise, miracles, signs, and wonders are knocking on your door right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And I heard another word. Get ready. I heard another word. Wait, let me give you another word. When I said receive it, I heard the word release. So there are some things you came here with that have been released. You have been released from them. Having resurrection revelation will release resurrection faith, which is unstoppable. I ain't gonna preach no more if y'all don't get that. Let me give it to you again now, because I want you, I don't want you here, I don't want you here celebrating Easter with me. I come here to celebrate Jesus. I mean, you got eggs and stuff back there for them children, that's fine, but up in here. I don't mind them having fun, but up in here, I want you to know we're dealing with life. We're dealing with you. We're dealing with your victory. We're dealing with your power. We're dealing with your glory. What? Everything is subject to change in your life, and yet this morning. You'll never be the same, because the Holy Ghost is going to come. You're going to have dream, vision, revelation after this morning. So let me say this to you again. Having resurrection revelation will release resurrection faith, which is unstoppable. The life and spirit of the resurrected Christ lives on the inside of me. The life and spirit of the resurrected Christ lives on the inside of me. I got so much, man. The resurrection is the completion of kingdom business. The defeat of Satan took the power from death, opened the door of the Holy Spirit, and made it possible for all captives to go free. Now, I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to start giving some scriptures that I want you to record on this. He is risen in me. Say it.
He is risen in me.
All right. All right. Now, I want you to know what this is. Let me make a statement. I want you to know what this is. This must be an apostolic decree in your life. from this day forward. Not just a statement. You are now releasing all the power of the resurrection in you to manifest your real life in Christ on a daily basis. Got it? So it's an apostolic decree now. I'm about to give you some points here. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. This is where this revelation was opened up to me. Matthew chapter 6. And I pray God that he open it up to you clearer as we look at it. I'm just looking at the board, ain't nothing up there. You all need to stay focused. Sometimes it's anointing come on, you need to be looking this way. Sometimes it's anointing get up on me. I remember when I used to watch my spiritual father, anointing came on him and came on me at the same time. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This is not a football game. Right. Okay. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, here's how this revelation was made vivid to me in the spirit. And I pray God it may be vivid to you. I read, and it's called a Lord's Prayer. But look at the 10th verse now. I want you to see something. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And I was praying, I was reading that. And then he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in me. As it is in heaven. You see it?
Yes.
How many see it now? He's risen in me.
Yes.
So the resurrection of Jesus is still going on in me.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in me.
In me.
I'm the earth. As it is in heaven. I see half of y'all don't have it yet. All right, maybe I'll get you next. Maybe this next one will help you. Turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. And write in your note the Sam Spirit. Write in your note the Sam Spirit. Romans 8, 11. He's risen in me. Holy Spirit, hit this place. Shake somebody up. Hallelujah. Every now and then you got to say hallelujah or something. You want to, yeah, you see that? Put you in a supernatural mode. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach long. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. I'm celebrating Jesus, but I'm also celebrating myself. He don't mind it. I'm saved, man, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. I got holiness in my genes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get happy by myself. Notice this now. No, I want you to think when you look at this. I want you to think when you're reading this 11th verse. I want you to think what you're saying here. But if the spirit of him that reigned, Romans 8, 11. But if, and no if about it, he healed. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken every situation you deal with. You didn't get it. He quickens. He makes alive to your favor every situation you deal with. From this day forward, I got quickening favor on every transaction. Because he lived, in him I live, move, and I have my being. I'm not just flesh and blood. I'm not just science. I'm not just senses. I'm in the spirit. I got power. I can use his name. Whenever I use his name, things got to change. And I release my faith in his name and let his name come out my mouth. Whatever it is got to change. I heard the Lord say to tell you, you're a glory packer. I don't have to ask God for his presence. His presence is always with me wherever I go. I'm packing glory, victory at all times. I'm a child of the living God. He's alive in me. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelled in Leroy this morning. Talk to yourself. Talk. What a privilege. What a joy divine. What a glory. God, give us the opportunity to live just like his son, with the same power, same Holy Ghost, same heaven, same kingdom, same grace, same love, same power, same revelation, same understanding. What? 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 I'm not just a church member. I'm a child of the living God. He's alive in me. Come on. He's alive in me right here, right now. Jesus is alive in me right here, right now. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not going to let everybody shout in the world about everything, and I'm not going to shout. I'm going to shout right here now. I want to glorify God right now.
I receive, sir. I receive. Thou art not a seed.
I'm not going to let them shout at the football game and the basketball game more than I shout, because I got more to shout about. I'm not going to let them shout. I'm not going to let them shout at the jazz club and the rock and roll more than I rock and roll up in here, because I got more to shout about. Every now and then I'm praising. Every now and then I'm going to dance a little bit. Every now and then I'm going to shout a little bit. I got something to shout about. Nobody going to out-shout me. I don't care. You ain't got nothing to shout about like I got to shout about. You can put all the glamour you want on it. He is glorious. I said he is glorious. Word of life, we got something to shout about. God been good to us. Have God been good to you? Turn to Ephesians. Sit down. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Turn your Bibles. I'm almost through. He is risen in me. So I don't just have to celebrate on this day. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
A quickening spirit lives on the inside of me. A quickening spirit, a spirit that makes things alive in the spirit, lives on the inside of me. A spirit that makes the supernatural real live on the inside of me. A spirit that makes miracles real lives on the inside of me. A spirit that works signs and wonders lives on the inside of me. Every day is a resurrection day for me. Because any moment something supernatural can happen when I walk in a room, because I got that same power that raised Jesus from the dead working in me every day, every hour. Look what Ephesians 2:1 says. And you had it quickened. We're dead in trespasses and sin. I'm quicker. Turn to Hebrews 4:12. It is the quickening power of the word that will hold me in the reality of this truth. I got to be rightly divided. Because sometimes my flesh tells me I'm not going to make it. But when I put that word in there, go to Hebrews 4:12. When I put that word in there and get operated on, I find out who I really am. So my feeling and facts and fear and fake statements can't hold me no more. Because I move out in faith. I got to be rightly divided. I can't let my soul run me. I can't let my senses run me. I got to be ran by my spirit. So I take the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. And it began to divide me so I can find out who I really am. I don't feel good, but that feeling don't tell me who I am. And I got some facts here, but them facts don't tell me who I am. The word take me to John 8:32. The word take me to the truth that whip all facts. It may look like I'm going down, but I know the truth, because I can't go down because I got resurrection power on the inside of me. So I might be down temporarily, but I'm coming back up again because I got the glory of God on the inside of me. I got the power of God. I got the life of God on the inside of me. I got the will of God on the word of God, the wisdom of God on the inside of me. Anyone who listening this morning, anyone who listening to my voice, you'll never go down again. You always know how to rise up in the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. When you look like you're jammed, the Lord will give you a word of wisdom. When it looks like you don't know what to do, God will give you a word of knowledge. He'll give you a discerning of spirit. He'll give you a special faith. Sit down. Let's preach a little more here. Turn to Acts 17:28. I'm going to get somewhere where I can shout. Then I'm going to close. I'm not going to close till I shout. Acts 17:28. There is an anointing with no disappointment. You will begin to wear an anointing with no disappointment. Acts 17:28. When you get there, shout. When you see it, shout. You see what it said? You see what that word said? Ooh, Lord. Stop trying to do it yourself.
That's right.
Huh? That's right.
He got it.
Acts 17:28. For in him.
Yes, sir.
Boy, in Baptist school, I'm hollering now. Ah, in him we live and move and have our being. As Satan also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Stop trying to move in your own ability. These revelations are no good if you don't decree them. So when things are getting tight, stand up, say, in him I live. Oh, he'll back you up. I move and I have my being. I'm not just a church member. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. The life of God is in me. In him, say it, in him I live.
I move
and I have my being. That's resurrection talk. You see it? Just a few more things. This wisdom must always be burning in your heart. And boys, Jesus had raised some great, Luke 24, turn there. Jesus had raised some great, and he's talking with them. You see, a lot of time when I'm preaching up here, you at your seat, you're not getting it. You're not going to get it unless the Holy Spirit give it to you. See, they were talking to Jesus, the resurrected Christ. This morning, you're talking to the resurrected Christ, and I'm going to say it like I would say, don't get it. Just come here and say, I've been to church on Easter, on rather. No, don't come here for that. Go somewhere else. I want you to have something. You know that they put a what you call them? They put out that little thing they put out on me the other day. What you call it? On YouTube or whatever. What you call it? Huh? A post. And almost a million people, right? 800,000 people hit it. They hit it. And so I'm all excited. And so I said, they said, they want to ask, who is that pastor? I want to know him. I want him in my life. And I'm all excited and getting my team to get to make sure they could find out who I am. And I talked to my oldest son, and he said, Daddy, you don't want everybody. You know, sometimes your children can minister to you, you know. Yeah, you're just beating them children. Sometimes you need to listen to them children. Children telling you something. Always like, yeah, I'll listen to them. I'll listen to what he said. Yeah, see, I don't want no crowd following me.
Right.
If you come here and you don't want nothing, don't come here no more.
Right.
I'm trying to put something in you. I want no popularity. I don't want no big number. I want people who know how to fight, stand up, praise God, and live a good life, and preach the gospel. I want you to leave here and preach this. Somebody come to you and say, I got a problem. Say, yeah, but he's risen in me. Sit down, I want to tell you how to get him to rise up in you. That's what we're doing in here. See? You get out there and get a bunch of people coming, and they all coming. They ain't coming for nothing, but some little witty saying. Now, I want somebody who won't be grounded and rooted in him. So I just hung up. I said, okay, son, I'll talk with you later. I called my other son and said, shut everything down. I don't want to let them find it. See, these people online with me right now, these people are real. They're here every time we open up. They're here. They're real. That's what I'm looking for, people who I can feed. I ain't looking for no crowd. So this wisdom must always be burning in your heart. Look at Luke 24:31. You got your shouting clothes? Say, help me, Holy Spirit. All right, you young people who are in a hurry, just wait a few minutes. I'm almost through. Y'all just wait a few minutes. Y'all can go get your eggs and get your little rabbit and whatever, but just wait a few minutes here. We got to give Jesus a little moment here now. We ain't got to give Jesus a moment here for this rabbit. Jesus got to come before this rabbit up in hell this morning. And this is what I want the Lord to do this morning for you. In Luke 24, 31. And their eyes were open, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. See. And they said one to another. What is it? When he talked with us by the way. Watch what I'm about to say. He talking to you now. You ain't got no morning yet? He talking to you right now. See, you got to pay attention. He'll talk to you. Well, anytime he's talking, there's a burning sensation that comes in your heart, and you know you got it. That lack can't live in your presence no more. That sickness can't live in your presence no more. That disease can't live in your presence no more. That unhappiness can't live in your presence no more. Joy, unspeakable and full of glory. You can't get happy nowhere else. You can get happy here, baby. Just go ahead on and act like you got it. Just go ahead on and wave your hand and praise him. Act like you got something. Act like God doing something for you. Woo! Woo! If you can't praise him nowhere else, you can praise him here. Because the Lord's been good to us. Come on now. Somebody help me up in here. Help me to celebrate. Jesus rose on the third day. All power is in his hand. The angel rolled the rock away. The enemy was like dead people. They couldn't do nothing. I got a clue. I got a clue. You must keep preaching to yourself. He's risen in me. I said, keep preaching to yourself. He's risen in me. Come on, write your scripture down because I'm going now. Matthew 27:64. 28:6-7. Keep preaching to yourself. He is risen in me. Yes. Now listen very carefully. I walk and I live in resurrection power on daily basis. Philippians 3:10. Turn there. Come on. Turn them, Bible. I got a few more minutes. I walk, come on, I walk and live in resurrection power on daily basis. Philippians 3:10. Yep. And I want you to make your footnote. I want you to study. I want you to get Ephesians 1:15-22. It'll tell you more about it. I might not go there, but I want you to be able to pray that prayer. That prayer gonna get you to walking in it. That prayer going to give you resurrection revelation. It's going to give you revelation glory. It's going to give you revelation. It's going to give you wisdom. It's going to give you understanding. It's going to give you insight. It's going to give you your calling. It's going to give you your inheritance. It's going to give you exceeding great power. And it's going to give you dominion over everything. That's in Ephesians 3. That's in Ephesians 1. When you read Ephesians 1, that's a prayer. 15-22. You're going to see all those things in there. The resurrection bring all that.
Yes,
sir. You still here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Philippians 3:10. Read it. Know him. See, some people just know him, but you know the power of his resurrection also. All right, come on. Just like no grave. Could hold him. No situation can hold me. Philippians 4:13.
Philippians 4:13. Come on, children, try it. Philippians 4:13. What is it? Just like no grave could hold him, no situation can hold me. You see it? I can do all things through Christ what strengthens me. All rocks, R-O-C-K-S, all rocks that is trying to block my victory today are being rolled away by angels. For you see, listen, it's time for another resurrection in my life. Ooh, I love it. Matthew 28:2, write that down. Let me find somebody. So my brothers and sisters, keep looking to the author and finisher of your faith, knowing that all that he promises is writhing in your life right now. Hebrews 12:2. Looking. Oh my, looking. Not making a glimpse, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy, see you got to have joy first. See, if you know the joy, the rest of the stuff ain't gonna rest with you. Who for the joy of the sinful endured the cross, despised the shame, and if now, see the seat don't start first. But you got to have joy to hold you. Anybody got joy in you? See. Now, why I know you're supposed to have joy? I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to show it to you. Romans 14:17. You're a kingdom citizen. You're supposed to have joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. So you got joy. Say, I have joy. Yeah, whether you use it or not, but you have it. No matter what's going on, you still got joy. You know why you got joy? You know you got the victory. And no matter what happened, you still got the victory. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm born of God. So I got joy because I know I may have to go through something. See, Jesus knew he endured the cross, despising the shame. Look where you end up at. Look where you end up at. At the right hand of the Father, didn't he? What are you going through right now? Let me close. What are you going through? Have some joy. Get up right now and dance about whatever you're going through. And just dance on through it. Whatever you believe in God for, it haven't come through yet. Go ahead on, dance right now. Because it's just temporary. I mean, if it's healing, if it's finances, if it's family problem, whatever it is, dance your way through it. This is resurrected morning. The day you get through that thing, and it's not going to mess with you no more. But the glory is here. Oh, I say the glory is here. Whatever you need, I want you to dance it on out right now. Whatever you believe in God for, I want you to write in this anointing. Take a hold of it right now. Take a hold of it right now. Take a hold of it right now. Yeah, I got to hit it. I got to tell myself, it's time to celebrate your resurrection in him. Today, someone ought to dance in the glory of Jesus. Resurrection is in you. You may start in the flesh, but the spirit will take over. Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power living in me and through me. And I'm going to dance about it right now. Go ahead and dance about it. No, that's not good enough, Dan. You got to move better than that. Y'all move in the world more than that. Y'all got to move right up in here and give God the glory. Come on, Montreal, we need to sing something. Y'all get up here quick. Just a little while. Let's just dance a little while. Hurry, boys. Y'all get up here. Get your song ready. We're gonna dance a little bit. We're gonna do something yet. He's risen in me. Say it. Is he risen in you? Do you have something to shout about? Thank you, Lord. No matter what you, baby, I ask you what you're going through. I'm telling you where you're going to. Somebody lift their hand and give him praise. Yeah, get your joy back. I say get your joy back. You let all that stuff pile up on you. Get your joy back. Today is a joy day. Get your joy back. I don't care who don't like you. I don't care what happened. I don't care what you've been through. Get your joy back right now.